still remember that day. My mother looked at me and said, "I'm going out. You stay here. I'll be back in an hour. Don't burn the place down." It was a different moment. I got to stay home. I didn't have to go with. I had reached an age where I didn't have to go with every event. I have 5 brothers and sisters. It's never a quiet, empty house. She took my 2 younger brothers with. It was just me. And I remember thinking, now what? Of course, it was the middle of the day and I had work to do, homeschooling and all, so I sat down and started working on homeschooling, and then she came home about 45 minutes later, so it wasn't even that exciting, and it was like she was there anyway, because I just did what I had to do. She came home and she smiled. I didn't burn her place to the ground. It's exactly how she would have found it. It was a good moment. As the months went by, years went by, Mom would say, "I'm going out." I would say, "Okay," and she would leave. She'd come back. The smile wasn't there anymore. I still didn't burn the place down. I still didn't make it any worse. I finally confronted her and said, "Wait a minute. I didn't destroy the house where you were gone." She said, "No. But there's still dishes in the sink. Floor's still dirty. Laundry still has to come downstairs. Nothing changed." And so it took 5 or 6 dozen times for me to get it through my head, but I, eventually figured out I was supposed to be doing these things while she was gone, or all the time anyway, but she left. One day I really committed to it. I knew she'd be gone for more than a few minutes, so I really committed to it. Made sure everything was in place for the laundry, and everything got started there. I cleaned out all the dishes from the sink, and washed them all, put everything in the dishwasher away. I washed the kitchen floor and the dining room floor. It was all on continuous floor. That's not as impressive as it sounds. But I washed the kitchen floor and the dining room floor, and cleaned the forest floor bathroom. I got it all done. And then I sat at the computer like I had done nothing all day. My mother came home, and I waited for her to notice. But she didn't smile. And I confronted her again. I said, "Wait a minute. Floor is clean. Dishes are put away. Bathroom's clean. All these things are done." She said, "Yes, you have finally done what you were supposed to do from the beginning." Which meant that I didn't do it for another 6 months, because, you know, with encouragement like that, why would you even want to do any of those things? But it is a reminder in so many ways. It is that gentle reminder to us that we really are expected to do a certain amount. It's not enough to say that, well, I didn't destroy the world, so, you know, it must be a good day. But genuinely consider that as we live in a life of God, as we live within a family of our own, as we live into all of these great realities, there should be things that we're doing. Yes, it begins small. They first leave you home, they tell you useful things like don't destroy the place. It doesn't really change, by the way. As a newly ordained priest, when the pastor went on vacation, the last thing he said to me before he left was, "If the place catches fire, call the fire department, call the insurance company, and then once that's all settled, call me so I don't have to talk to them." So, you know, don't burn the place down was really the same advice I was given, whether I was an adult or a child growing up in the house, trying to make sure that I was looking after things. You know, it's not that it changes in that regard, but we ourselves have to grow in our responsibility. We ourselves have to live into, in so many ways, the responsibility of how it is that we are supposed to be faithful to what God has given us. Be faithful to what He has placed before us in our responsibility. The apostles come in and say, "Increase our faith." He said, "Oh, it's all there. If you have faith in mustard seed, you can do this." But what is it that we're trying to do? You know, we live into a life of God, we live into these responsibilities, and that's exactly what God has given to us. Never underestimate that God gave us gifts. He gave us a place in our life. He gave us family. He gave us a place to stay. He gives us particular gifts that we can develop not only into work, but things that we can share in other people's joy. He gave us responsibility to show that love for our neighbor. What do we do with them? Can we genuinely say that we ourselves deserve a reward every time we do these things? You know, I was looking for a reward for my mother just because I I did the things that I was supposed to do. And we like that. We like being congratulated, we like being recognized, we like having people compliment us for doing things well. We, you know, it makes us feel good, and that's not a bad thing. The challenge falls that when we begin to really like being complimented to the point where we constantly have to move the compliments up, even though our work doesn't reflect it. We kind of move into a system where we have to focus on making sure that everything is rewarded, everything is complimented, everything is congratulated, even when we have lower and lower and lower expectations of what that is. I don't think it's a mystery to anyone here that I play video games, and I'm fascinated by this trophy system now with online gaming, because you achieve certain things within the game and then you get a trophy in the game. It's like, hey, congratulations, you did this thing, you got a trophy. Which seems nice enough, until one day I started up a game, I started up a brand new game, and I hit start, and I got a trophy. It said, you did it, you got the game. And I thought, wow, kind of lowered the bar here a lot. Even I'm insulted by this one, because we've lowered it to the point where all I had to do was hit start, and suddenly I got a trophy for just having the game. We moved into something here where we're so focused on wanting that congratulations, that pat on the back, that encouragement, that we should really be looking genuinely, is it worth it? Are we doing something exemplary that should be required, that has a justification for this kind of exemplary of thanks? Or are we doing what we were already supposed to do in the first place? You know, I admit it took a while for it to sink in, but it finally did get to the point where my parents would leave, and the first thing I would do was look around to see if there was something I needed to do in the house before I got to my own projects. And I have 5 brothers and sisters, so rest assured, there was always something that could be done. I mean, it was that nuance, but it took a long time for me to figure this out. It's still an ongoing process. I still haven't got it done yet. But when we come to the end of the day and we reflect on our prayer and we reflect on all the things that God has given us and we reflect on everything that God has poured out for us and offered us and wanted to give us, do we think to ourselves, well, you know, why didn't God give me more? Why are bad things happening to me? I'm a good person. Why do I have to struggle in this way? Why do I have to face this disease? Why do people I know have to suffer? What have we done that we think we deserve to have a pain-free life? You know, if we spend our entire day living in love for our neighbor and following the commandments and being that example, that witness to God that actually shares God's love with others, God asks us to do all those things. We shouldn't be able to say, hey, I did something special, I deserve recognition. Or should we actually honestly say, we are unprofitable servants. All we did was what we were supposed to do in the first place. And don't get me wrong, we shouldn't see this as a discouragement. We shouldn't think to ourselves, well, you know, it doesn't matter what I do because in the end we're unprofitable servants. No, it's not what I'm trying to get at. Actually, what I'm trying to get at is a reminder that God has loved us so very much and shown us such an overabundance of love with everything that He does and a constant pouring out of Himself. That at the end of the day, we can say, wow, I did a terrible job today. I was not a witness to love. I didn't follow the commandments. I screwed up. And God still wants me. God still loves me. Or we can say, it was a good day. I lived a good example today. And God still loves me. It's not that our actions suddenly are how God determines whether or not He loves us, but an encouragement that God continues to want us to live these things because He loves us. That God continues to want us to grow in these things because He has this love for us. And that genuinely the invitation that comes back again and again is to live a life fuller with God's love. Not for a trophy, not for a prize, not for a cookie, but to live into the love that we've already been given. And to know that within that love is a God who wants to be close to us. The challenge for you this week Whether we have a good day or a bad day, as you come to your night prayer, as you come to your prayers at the end of the day, I want you to consider genuinely. Am I looking for recognition for what I've done? Or did I do what I do because I want to live a life of love for God?